Hey, you might hear that jingle jangle. That's my two championship rings. This is Stuart, your 2016 and 17 champion, and you're listening to the Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast.
And now, your Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast with your league commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Stuart.
Welcome to the show. I thought it'd be fitting to let Stuart have the intro.
Gosh, that was a good intro. Almost as good as my fantasy football week this past week.
Two rings, they represent one for every 100 points you score in a week.
Can you remember back to that year that you won? That seems so long ago.
Oh, yeah. Simpler times.
Did you score 200 points ever when you won your championships?
No. My first 100 to 200 was last year.
Oh, okay. So it's not your winning formula is what you're saying.
No, but this year I'm going to have probably 3 or 4 200-point weeks. So I'm like, you know.
Do you think this is your best team ever, Stuart?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I've got the best quarterback and the best running back in the league. So it's hard to argue with that. I don't know. I don't love the rest of my team, but
me neither.
I think they're all pretty good.
Yeah. No, listen, Kyler's looking like a really good pick right now. So how do you feel about all the haters that were blasting you on draft day?
Haters gonna hate.
How do you feel about your Dak Prescott bet for Kyler?
Oh, real good about that. Gosh.
Remind me the bet.
I think he made up like 40-something points this week on Dak.
It's just Ryan and Bryce bet Stuart that Dak would finish better on a points-per-game basis than Kyler with minimum nine games.
So Kyler just needs to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's what you're betting on.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a minimum of like 9 games. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure Dak scored, yeah, like you said, 7 points or whatever this week. He's probably going to need basically the same outcome of week two in reverse for it to catch up.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not seeing that though. Kyler's pretty good.
Pretty good. Too bad the Aggies couldn't hang on to that dude.
Yeah. They were a quarterback you for about half a season, I felt like.
Gosh, that was Sumlin's debacle. We had all these 5-star recruits and they all left. So, and anyway, that's not what this podcast is about.
They said Sumlin's wrong here.
Yeah. Sumlin's wrong.
I thought that was that's a Stuart joke written all over it. Oh, man. Well, week two's in the books. It was highs and lows. Just right here on the podcast, we got the high score and the low score for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, rough week for old Jonathan.
Gosh, not even 100 points.
Yeah, I'm glad I got it out of the way early. I can't believe I had a shot to even win.
Yeah.
Going into Sunday night. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled for the first time in 2 years. So that was cool.
How are you feeling about that trade?
So good. Did you see Antonio Brown's on the COVID list?
You did win that trade last week.
So far, Mike's only been able to play one of the guys, at least, potentially maybe zero of the guys this week, but one of the guys out of that trade. So at least I've been able to start my guy who's fumbled the ball. You know what? I just need Clyde to get me double-digit points. If my receiver didn't show up, I'd be fine.
I was reading some stats earlier, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have thrown to their running back the least amount percentage-wise in the league.
Positive regression.
Clyde can catch the ball.
Yeah, and they were, league average last year? So,
yeah.
Positive regression. There'll be a game where it's overcompensation. They're gonna feed him the rock.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. May not be this week, though. Chargers are – well, you never know. I think they play kind of that two-deep shell or whatever they played against the the Cowboys. If they do that, then maybe Clyde gets some work. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Stewart's amazing day. Stewart's magical 200-point, undeniable, best team in the league week, right? There's no doubt.
Yeah, I'm going for the – what is the record? Like 230-something?
Yeah, it was like 235 or something.
But that was with kickers. That was with kickers. So yeah, this so is
if you subtract your normal 25 points from Young Koku, then you're pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm.
You had 100 points between Kyler and Henry. Henry.
Derek Henry. I know. It's a killer combo.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah.
I wish I could have watched that.
Did anybody watch the actual Titans game?
I saw the highlights, and I couldn't watch it. But it was so frustrating because they were moving the ball, but Henry just scored every time.
Yeah. Henry is just—he's amazing.
I saw his run, his like 50-yard run or whatever it was. That was dumb. I mean, it didn't even look like he runs fast. I know we say that every year, but it just—he looks like he's not moving that fast. But no one can catch him.
Yeah.
It's amazing. His strides must be so long comparatively to the other people because it just doesn't look like he's running fast. But
I mean, you only had 3.9 points from Amari Cooper. If he did what he did last week, Stewart, you would have broken the record.
Shattered the record. I know. And Bobby Wagner had 20 tackles. Did you see that?
Oh my gosh, I just saw that.
Yeah,
3 sacks. My word. Well, how many times do you think you'll score 200 in all seriousness, Stewart, the rest of the year?
You know, I on the podcast last week, I was confident in one, but wasn't willing to water bet on more than one. But at this point,
now that you got one out of the way, you feel more confident.
Yeah, I feel I at least got another one in me.
Okay, so two more. Water bet.
Huh?
Over under 2.5.
You're baiting him or what?
Yeah, he's feeling really good. Now that he's seen he can do it this early, I think he's going to try and go for two more on the year.
See, you got me on this last year. I don't know if I'm going to fall for it again.
Oh, well, you can just skip the draft again and never get watered. So it's
fine. That's true. That's true.
I can't wait to read all the water bets you're involved in. It'll probably take half an hour.
I did win a water bet last week, though, against one Mike Staple.
Yeah, you remember what it was?
Yeah. I said I'd outscore by 30 points.
Barely. You barely got by.
What did Mike score?
Not going to work here anymore. No. Let me see. What did Mike score? It looks like he had
131.94.
Yep. So yeah, I outscored him by
double the amount.
80-ish almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
You more than doubled up, Jonathan.
Yeah, you should have got two wins against me if you would have played.
I was pretty sad with my high score that I played Joey this week. I wish I would have played someone else.
It feels like you Lewis. Lewis has you the most efficient win of the year so far with 109.
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Jones helped you out a whole lot.
How many of those were receiving touchdowns?
Three.
See, I thought Aaron Rodgers was going to have a big game. I didn't think it was going to correlate to Aaron Jones having a monster game, too.
Aaron Jones always kills the Lions. He did it. He had a 40-something point game last year against the Lions, too.
Does he do it that much through the air, too? I thought it was more.
Yeah, he had a game last year where he had 200 all-purpose yards against the Lions. It was like 100 and 100 rush receiving. Mm. So that, I think, hurt Ryan and his water bet that he made with Bryce. That Davante Adams would outscore Calvin Ridley and Robert Woods in week two. Davante had 100 yards. He had 19.1, but no touchdowns. I think that was the surprise there. Ridley scored 15.8 and Woods scored 9.7. So Bryce is 4-0 on the year.
Don't bet against Bryce. I bet you could bait him into something.
Well, the other one, the other bet that was made on Sunday was Stewart bet.
Yeah,
Mike Gesicki or any tight end currently on waivers will outscore Noah Fant on a points per game basis. Minimum 10 games. Noah Fant scored in week two, Stewart.
At a decent
game. So hold on. Do we know all of the tight ends on waivers?
I know. That was the thing that we didn't actually like list out.
Are you hoping that somehow Travis Kelce gets like injured in week 15 and his career ending, and so my dad drops him, and so therefore you would win the bet?
Oh, I see what you're. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I was like, no, Kelsey's not in the bet.
Yeah, he would. It would have to be like a career-ending injury for one of the top three guys.
Well, yeah. After week two, Bryce is looking good there. Bryce did bet you against Kyler Murray, so he's not looking good on that one.
Yeah.
And then Bryce had a couple other ones. He bet David Sr. he would finish above him at the end of the playoffs, and then he bet Jackson would not finish in the top three. Jackson's looking like a top three team, so we'll see.
Yeah, he is.
Hmm. Calvin Ridley got in the end zone, didn't he?
He scored, yeah.
And Hopkins scored again. So I think Hopkins is my betting horse.
Oh, yeah, that's this one, yeah.
Out of the first round. That's the one I made with you.
Robinson scored a touchdown this week, too.
Is that his second?
Dropped another. No, he had one. He didn't have any week one, but he had one this week. He
should have had. So all four of those guys have one touchdown, and so does Ridley.
Yeah.
Interesting. Gonna be a tight race.
Yep. So there was a lot of good games this week, actual NFL games. I don't know if y'all got to watch any of them.
So I should have. I wish I wasn't watching Clyde Edwards-Helaire so intently against the Ravens, because he didn't do jack. And then I ended up going to bed because I was like, I'm done with this. And then he fumbled the ball on top of it. But the Ravens game, I mean, I was surprised that the Ravens just went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs, to be frank, with all their injuries and just really no weapons outside of Mark Andrews and maybe Hollywood. He just went out there. Lamar just said, yep, I'm going to win. Just took them to victory. I was surprised.
Yeah, I watched the end of that game, and that was a really cool. Someone mentioned it on the text thread.
It was Joey.
Yeah, with Harbaugh talking to Lamar, you want to go for it?
So that's the second time he's done that. That's why I said it's stage. That's like their thing when it's just like it's super public and it's like, Lamar, you want to go for it? You want to go for it? It's like getting him hyped to like go get a touchdown.
I didn't think it was a voice, really.
Yeah, like Lamar is going to be like, no, let's punt. No, I don't believe in myself. I mean,
that's what's so funny about it is even if it's not, like you said, quote unquote, staged, there's not a quarterback in the league that would be like, no, we don't got it.
Hey, Mike, you want to take this last shot? MJ, you want to take this last shot? Huh? It's not really a question. It's pretty rhetorical, I guess, is what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
I'm looking at running back scoring for week two. Outside of Derrick Henry's 54 points, you had Tony Pollard was the third best running back on the week.
Is this
27
the,
points?
You know, I don't know how much you guys have been listening to Dallas Cowboys specific radio, but up in Dallas on the ticket, they're talking about how they took notice of both of them being on the field more often than they've ever been, both Pollard and Zeke, which there's no reason why they shouldn't be. I mean, if the Chiefs had those weapons, they'd figure out a way to use both of them, you know, and they're not as predictable about just having. And I think it's pretty apparent that this was all Jason Garrett's doing, essentially, because If you go look at the Giants' offense, it looks a lot like the Cowboys used to be. But now they're mixing it up. They're not just going series for series or obvious pass plays go to Pollard. I mean, it's very unpredictable, which they have so many weapons that makes that offense so dynamic. So I think it's interesting because I think Zeke has the pedigree, but Pollard might have the juice. So it may turn into Pollard has the big plays, and if Zeke doesn't get goal line work, he might not be as valuable as we thought he would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting to see. So there is, I'm looking at the standings now. There appears to be 7 undefeated teams. 3 of which are all in the NFC West. Goodness, that's a tough division. You've got the Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers, the Panthers, the Buccaneers, the Broncos, and the Raiders.
Dude, I mean, so we talked about it already, but the Seahawks could have easily been undefeated as well. Yes. So that entire division could be 2-0 pretty easily.
Mm.
I can't believe the Raiders might be the biggest surprise. Although, did you say the Broncos as well?
Broncos are 2-0 as well.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't think the Broncos would – the Broncos definitely didn't think the Broncos and the Raiders would have a better record than the Chiefs at any point this season.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep, for sure.
I thought for a second, going back to the Cowboys game, I thought for a second that the poor clock management was going to – cost the Cowboys a game-winning field goal, but name ended up making it anyway. Was that like 54, 55 yards, something like
56
that?
56-yarder. Did you hear McCarthy's explanation of how, like, the clock management was handled?
No. Was it just I was not paying attention?
So there was, like, 3 different sets of eyes on the clock, but the clock at SoFi Stadium was either blocked in a certain angle, or the big one that was up on the, like, Jumbotron thing that goes around the stadium basically turned into, like, flashing lights to get the crowd involved. And so, like, McCarthy couldn't see a clock. Kellen Moore couldn't see a clock. The only one who could see the clock was Dak Prescott. And because nobody was, like, freaking out calling a timeout or anything, he thought that's what they wanted to do, was basically just kind of settle for the 56-yard field goal. And so they did, and it worked out, but it was the way they all explained it, it's like it was extremely fortunate that it all worked out, because that would have been all people talked about, was how they just mishandled that whole situation. But that also, like, baffled me. Like, kind of, I didn't realize a stadium could just be like, no, we're gonna change this screen to just, like, get the fans pumped up. Where the game
remove all the clocks.
Yeah.
Even if that were the case, though, I mean, he had to have known that the clock was counting down, and it was at 30-something seconds. There was only a certain amount of time left.
Or how is it not a best practice just to go, okay, where is the clock that never turns off in this stadium? Where's the one I need to watch that actually matters? Because the one that you're showing the fans just will turn off. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, no.
Sounds very Patriots-ish. Very Bill Belichickian.
Yeah.
Stuart, if I asked you who has the most passing yards in the league on the year, who would you say?
Ooh.
Those at home can play along too.
Let me give a few options. Hold on.
Let's alternate. If you guess your best guess, and I'll guess my next guess.
Just number one. I'm just looking for number one.
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Is he top 5?
He's 5.
5.
Derek Carr,
number one.
Yes.
Oh, you cheated.
No, I didn't.
It's not even – he's thrown for 817 yards through 2 games. Number 2, Kyler Murray at 689.
Waller's been a beast, and then he's had those home run hitters with Ruggs and Edwards in several games. I was going to guess Russell Wilson, but
– Russell Wilson's not top 5. Mahomes is 3.
Really?
Justin Herbert is a 4. Yeah.
I was going to guess Kyler, but I thought it might have been a trick question because I know he's got a lot of run yards too, yeah. Rushing yards.
Can you name the top three rushers, Stewart?
Henry.
Yeah, number one, 240 yards.
This is just rushing yards, right?
Just rushing yards, yeah.
Jonathan, do you want to go or you want me to go again?
You go again. I think I'm stumped here. If you looked at my running backs, you'd know why I'm stumped.
Cook?
Cook is 4, 192. These other
Kyler?
Two?
Kyler?
No, Kyler's not the top one.
I thought maybe you were
Homer pick.
I know. Aaron Jones.
No, I'll give you a guess. They were both first round picks. First or second round picks.
David Montgomery.
No.
Dang it.
Ooh.
If you're guessing them at home before these two guys, let us know.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson?
No.
I mean, he had a bad Najee Harris.
Let me know if you want a hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
I'm just going by the draft.
They both play in the AFC.
Gosh, I don't know that that's helping me.
It cuts out half the league.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking
he's like Ryan Tannehill. He doesn't know who's in the AFC or who's in the NFC, so it doesn't really help.
Can you tell us what the AFC stands for?
All American Football League.
He doesn't know how acronyms work.
Stuart, can you actually name the divisions in the AFC?
Yeah.
Don't, no follow up, just yeah.
Oh, you wanting follow up?
No, no, that's perfect.
It was kind of a
Well, is it Nick Chubb?
Okay, next hint. They're both in the AFC North. Nick Chubb is 5th. It's not Nick Chubb.
It's not Kareem Hunt, is it?
Mm-mm.
No.
The Browns are in the AFC North.
But... Yeah, I'm an idiot. I just realized I connected the dots. I should have picked this guy, Stuart. His last name rhymes with the president that got...
Mixon.
There you go.
There you go. Mixon number 2, 196. Impeached. Number 3, this one's a tricky one. I'll give it. I'll say that.
AFC, you said?
AFC North. Here's your last clue. He's not a running back.
And he's... Who's had a long run?
It's Lamar Jackson.
Oh my gosh. Everyone at home, just stop yelling. We're idiots.
All right, that's enough of that. I don't wanna
Who is Lamar Jackson?
Oh, there you go. He was waiting to do the Jeopardy answer.
Well,
you guys want to talk about the $150 elephant in the room?
Yeah.
So it's funny that happened today. So I'll give you my little story. I was on my way to a presentation, an in-person presentation for the first time in a year and a half. And my phone just goes bananas. And I look down and someone's like, $150. And I go, what? I had to go back and look. First off, who would bid that? And then I realized, oh, it's senior. And who? I don't even have it in front of me. Who was it for? Do y'all remember?
Vander Esch.
It was for Leighton Vander Esch.
Yes.
So I start laughing because I'm like, clearly that's a glitch. He did not mean to do that. But I hadn't talked to him. So I was like, I'm just going to send that out so people don't freak out. And I'll check back after this presentation. And lo and behold, polls were getting sent out. And people are throwing their opinion on, well, what do we do if this happens? And they were all fair questions. And it was... But I was like, and then I think Jackson said it best. He's like, let's just ask him what he meant to do, and then let's figure it out after that. And so then I get back in front of my computer, and I start hammering away some emails. Then I get an incoming phone call from Senior, and I go, the first thing I said is, why did you bid $150 on one player? And he started freaking out, and he goes, I didn't do that. He goes, this whole system's rigged and messed up. Because I've never bid more than $4 for a player my whole life. And I go, well, what were you doing? He said, I bid $3. And I go, how did you bid $3 and ended up with $150? The $15 thing made sense to me, where he accidentally didn't clear a zero out off of the, you know, the thing that was a standing zero. So in my mind, I was like, man. But then I was like, Leighton Vander Esch, $15, that makes no sense. So he said he bid $3 for Leighton Vander Esch, and I said, well, we'll work it out. We're talking about it on the podcast tonight. And the more I talked about it, I just couldn't stop laughing. I was like, you thought you were getting Pat Mahomes back or what? And then he said, I was supposed to relay this to you, Stuart. He thinks that last week was all rigged too. There's no way he should have lost to you by that much.
Yeah.
He said, Stuart never scores 200 points, so this whole thing must be messed up. We need to go back and check every score. And I said, well, if you want to go back and manually check every score, please feel free. Feel free to do so.
I already did, and it was all correct.
But that, listen, so that was an obvious error. But what caught my eye was two bids on Marquise Brown and the high bid of $33. I go, man, there must have been a market. And then you click on it and one other bid, $2.
I wonder, we haven't kept track of that, but I wonder if that's one of the most overpaid bids, you know, like overpriced.
Well, you know, just over the second bidder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because there's definitely been.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much do you think the $37 bid in week one affected the $33 bid?
Yeah. And then D'Angelo Williams going for 50 something that one time. So there's been big bids out there. But I think to your point, Stuart, the second bid has never been so far off from the first bid, I don't think. For an individual player. So, hey, Mike, you must have asked the question, what price do I need to pay and be happy with to get Marquise Brown? And David settled it too.
I'm surprised no one else bid on him.
Well, I just did. I mean, again, watching that game, he looked like a really good football player again, but that's what he does. He has these like explosion games and then just disappears because that's the offense. So,
yeah,
Mike needs receiver help, obviously. So Bryce, he might be in the market for Fab.
Bryce picking up Derek Carr.
I saw that. I almost put a bid on him for $2 and then I was like, I don't know why I would do that. It's fine. I'm not going to start him over Tannehill, even though it's probably the right thing to do, but I feel like he might fall off a cliff as well.
Yeah.
I've had Marquise Brown the last 2 years. And like you described, Jonathan, I would be very surprised if he kept up the numbers that he's had the last 2 weeks.
And the reason I'm describing it that way is because I've traded for him from you because of those games. And it basically felt like this exact situation where I spent $33 when someone valued him at $2. So, so I've been in Mike's shoes, Mike. I know what it's like. I wish nothing but the best for you, but I think I know where this ends. It's not in a good place.
Yeah.
It was nice to see Joey finally get rid of Ty Johnson.
I was going to say, Ty Johnson went from starting to cut.
It was very sad.
He's, spoiler alert, he's going to make an addition later in the show. So I'm glad we got him in before we cut him. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, why don't we just go ahead and move into that segment. And there's my cat.
Bonehead benching of the week.
Hopefully the audio is fixed this week. I apologize for
much
last
better.
Week. I don't know what was going on there, but we've got some boneheads to talk about. Stuart, I think you may have summed them up best in our communication. Do you want to walk through them?
Yeah, we didn't really have very many bonehead benchings. We had a few that were... Can you tell your cat that...
He won't. The more I pay attention to him or the more I ignore him, the worse he gets.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter what I do is what I'm saying. Go on.
There's... And I don't have the numbers in front of me because I don't have the internet. I'm out in the sticks of Kerrville, Texas. So I'm doing all this on my phone. But I do know that Ryan started Keenan Allen, which I think all of us would have done. But Ryan actually had a lot of bench points. I can pull it up really quick.
Yeah, and to be fair, while you're pulling that up, let me just so people don't get upset and say, well, what's the point of bonehead benching? Well, it's generally you bench someone you shouldn't have, but to Stuart's point, it was hard to find nominees. So sometimes we just throw guys out there that did really, really well on your bench and say, if you had replaced him with this guy, it would have made a big difference. So
Keenan Allen was his wide receiver too, had 108 yards on 4 catches, 16.8 points.
Yeah, not a bad week, but
yeah. And so he had several guys on the bench. I think he had Cortland Sutton, who scored 20 something.
Cortland
Tony
Sutton,
Pollard scored 20 something.
So yeah, Cortland 3.4 points, 159 yards, 9 catches. Tony Pollard had 26.8 points, 13 carries, 109 yards, 1 touchdown. Pretty good.
Henry Ruggs, who the rug store here in town.
Ruggs had 26.1.
He had 26 points. Which obviously no one in their right mind would have started Ruggs over Keenan Allen or really any of those guys. Probably, you wouldn't start Tony Pollard over Z. So, it really wasn't a bonehead benching, but it was obviously something that caught my attention as I was looking through it. Cause he did have a lot of points on his bench.
Yeah. Ryan is interesting. I think you could say it this way. If he played himself with his bench players, I think his bench could have almost won, minus the quarterback position. And even that was close. But I think his bench would have actually beat his starters.
I mean, J.D. McKissick had 18 points. I mean,
right.
Gracious.
Yeah.
His bench would have outscored you.
It would have definitely beat me. Stuart beat me with
Daniel,
two guys.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Okay, Daniel.
Daniel was another similar no one would have expected him to do this, but James White was on his bench and could have won him the game because he only lost by 2 points to Mike. But
James White had 16 points. And
all the girls yeah, James White had 16 points. For white guy. but like Antonio Gibson had 12, 9. Okay.
So if he would have started.
Kamara had 5.8.
Yeah, man, that's.
How's that trade aging?
That game was weird. So I wish I would have seen. Do you think Carolina's actually good at defense, or do you think the Saints are one dimensional, or maybe a little bit of both?
Carolina's 2-0.
It's weird. The Saints went from looking amazing in Week One to awful in Week Two.
They looked like the Packers in Week One.
Yeah, it's like the opposite. They're the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, obviously shouldn't have played Kamara, should have played James White.
Right. The one, though, that I think really deserves it, deserves the chocolate Moo Moo Milk winner, is – so Joey, we have been making fun of the fact that he has had – Ty Johnson in his starting lineup the last 2 weeks. So, being a good fantasy owner, he goes and picks up.
Your internet is sucking so bad right now, Stuart. You're going to need to start over. Me? Yeah, you're just kind of, you sound like you're going in and out of the Matrix. You're going to need to start over from Ty Johnson.
He said he picked up who?
Yes, he picked up Cordarrelle Patterson, which I thought was a good pickup. He's a running back wide receiver combo. Not too many of those guys around.
I said I thought he looked good after Week One when I watched the game.
I thought about picking him up, to be honest, but I
just so Joey got him. Joey got him, and he left him on his bench. And just so we're clear, Ty Johnson was projected for 7.
He almost hit his projection.
7.01.
He didn't really disappoint from what the expectation was, to be fair.
Right. And Cordarrelle Patterson was projected for 5.69. And those were so close. Was Joey really thinking Ty Johnson was going to?
But wait, Ty Johnson was going against New England. That's a good matchup.
Gosh. So, Week Two, Chocolate Moo Moo Milk,
Joey,
award winner.
Get in your Jeep.
Joey Searles.
Drive down to the nearest HEB. Head back to the dairy section. They usually tuck it in the back, kind of the back right. You know, walk around. Try not to get any Halloween candy. It's out early. Walk all the way back there. Grab the biggest gallon of chocolate Moo Moo Milk you can find and just dump it all over your head.
Chocolate Moo Moo Milk, winner of the week.
Stuart, before we move on, I did want to mention the trade we made this week. I wanted to get your thoughts. It was Robbie Anderson and Devin Singletary for Kenny Golladay.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Guys, I think I found a recording of the trade going down. Just a big deuce.
Yeah, that is a long flush. I think we've commented on how long that flush is.
Man, is that Jackson's toilet after he fills the bowl?
He filled the bowl. Jackson, I hope you're listening to this on the pot. That would just be inception.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I just kind of threw it. The trade really was Devin Singletary for Golladay, and I just wanted to get rid of Robbie Anderson. And I know how much you love him.
Yeah. Well, Golladay.
Golladay's been worse than both of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I was a little surprised when I saw that come across, and I was like, "Does he know something?" That's always what happens, right? Whenever I get a trade that seems like it's an advantage to me, I'm like,
What's the trick here? What's going on?
I just can't see
did Sterling Shepard like tear his ACL? That's what I looked at first, was to see if Sterling Shepard was hurt.
You took a while to respond to it.
Yeah. Well, once I saw it, I didn't take very long. I didn't see it for a while.
Yeah, Jonathan told me to watch out for those players, and that he's right. I just don't like them. I don't ever want to start them, so I just wanted to get rid of them. They're actually probably good bye week fill-ins.
It's exactly what they are. There, you can talk yourself into starting them when you have to, but you don't really want to.
Singletary scored double digits in both games. He's been actually pretty good. Hopefully they help you.
The most maddening thing is they'll have a big game and then they won't replicate it ever. Hey, before we move into power rankings, I'd really like to take some time to thank all of our listeners out there, especially the kids under age 10 that apparently listen, all of Stewart's family. So Savannah, Molly, Scarlett, Hudson, I hope you're listening to this. Stay in school. Jack, Ethan, you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Ezra, Elliot, Brooklyn.
Where's Trip? Trip in there.
Oh, Trip is Trip doesn't quite understand what's going on. But hey, Trip. Hey, buddy. All right. I think we said hi to all the little kids.
Hey, we need Luke.
Luke, Emma.
Man, you're just
RJ.
Your kiddus over here.
I'm just trying to. It just sounds so creepy that there's so many little kids are listening to this. But hey, listen, well, this is a family show. Like
David, Daniel,
yeah,
Katie,
I was just about to say, yeah.
Ryan, Leslie,
Jonathan, Joey.
Gosh.
Thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. Hey, Zoe, keep losing those teeth.
Hey, all right. I will say this week on the the sleeper app, I think it's been good. A lot of good banter back and forth. I like the water bets. I want to give a special shout out to Bryce. He's come hard this year.
Oh yeah,
definitely a welcome addition. At least visibly. And so Bryce, keep it up. The rest of the league, keep it up. I did call out a couple people for making some lack of water bets. I know Staffel got in there last week. I think Staffel got in there last week.
Still waiting on our reigning champ to make some bets. Other than the one at the
yeah, he made one. He made draft. One. So anyway, all right. Well, let's get into power rankings.
Power rankings.
All right. Coming in at number one. He was number one last week. Jackson, reigning champ.
What?
Number one on both of you. It's number two on mine.
Wow.
Stewart?
Kind of would have thought I would have been number one, but.
Yeah, well, you ranked yourself three, so I don't know why.
I was expecting y'all to rank me number one, so I was going to try and balance it out. But.
Yeah, well, I did rank you number one. Jonathan ranks you three. You come in at number two, tied with Bryce. So Bryce was 2-2 on both of y'all's, 3 on mine. So you actually got a first-place vote. Bryce didn't get any first-place votes, but y'all come in at number two. Bryce was number three last week, so he moves up one. Stewart, you were number five last week, so moved up a couple spots with this week.
Yeah. Why did you put me number one? What do you love about my team so much?
Well, I've actually been putting together a big board that I'll share at some point with the league. We're only 2 weeks in, but it's part of the reason for that is it's just fun to look at data. And it's kind of fun to look at how many wins you might have in different scenarios. There's one metric I look at, whereas if we just went to a points-based system, a total points, if you were to get the highest score gets 12, the lowest score gets 1 on any given week, you actually lead that metric in the lead. You would have 22 points Which essentially means you had the best score this past week. So you got 12 points. And then week one, you had the third best score, which is 10 points. So you've been up there. I think you lead the league in points scored. So yeah, you're number one on the year for sure.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I'm going to switch my vote to put me number one as well. So, okay, so I'm the unanimous number one.
No, Jonathan had you three, so
definitely
sorry.
Not unanimous.
So the biggest mover on the week is myself from 9 to 4. I've got myself at 4. Y'all have me at 5. Mm. Coming in at number 5 is senior. Stuart, you're the highest on senior. You've got him 4. I've got him 5. Jonathan, you're the lowest at 6. 5 between all of us.
I docked him a spot for bidding $150 on a linebacker.
Oh, he had a down week this last week or so. Coming in at number 6, Mike Staffel. He's number 4 on Jonathan's board, number 6 on mine, number 6 on Stewart's.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it the devil's number, so I made him number 4.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Stewart appreciates it.
Yeah, yes. You're welcome.
Number 7, we've got a tie. Mike Searles and Lewis Palomo. Mike Searles should probably be higher. I've got him at 7. Stewart's got him at 7. Jonathan, you hate your dad. You have him all the way down.
You guys got him overrated.
Lewis, we all agree on Lewis. We've all got him 8. Solid 8.
I've got inside information. Sell now.
Sell now.
So they both average an 8 ranking overall when you average those out.
I'll take Kelsey off his hands. I don't know if he's willing to part with him, but
well, if you want to win your water bet, you could keep him and drop him before the last game of the season.
Yes.
That's funny. Coming in at number 9, we've got Ryan Palomo. Ryan started number 1 week 1, fell to number 4, and now has fallen to number 9.
Started from the top, now we here.
He's a number 12 on my board.
Yeah.
Wow. You hate Ryan.
Yeah, so you actually look at the metrics that I talked about. If you just do the total points on the year, Ryan's actually the lowest on the year. And the reason for that is he was the 2nd lowest score last week and the 3rd lowest score this week, or vice versa. He's scored 124 and then 126. He's been bad. And so he's got the lowest, one of the lowest average scores on the year. Actually, he's 2nd, 3rd lowest on that. And so he's consistently bad. I do think his team is better. He's definitely going to rise, but I'm definitely punishing him this week, number 12.
Yeah, this is why, to your point, you can't put these advanced stats out just yet. It's going up and down way too much right now. But, hey, you know, it's a trend. You could see it switching pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's had the highest projection and been every week too. So, Jonathan, you've got him 7. Stewart, you've got him 9, by the way. So my 12 is really bringing him down to 9. He's probably otherwise 7 or 8 if I'm closer to y'all. Jonathan, you come in at number 10. Woo. You are the highest on yourself. You love yourself the most. Stewart and I don't like you as much. We've got you at 10. Each, and then you got yourself at 9.
Yep.
Joey comes in at 11. I'm the highest on Joey at 9.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Same thing. He scored 140-something points this past week. It was actually one of the top 6 scorers on the week. And, you know, he's got Lamar Jackson. He's got, you know, Christian
McCaffrey. He's got 3 really good players.
He's got 3. Yeah, exactly. So,
that's what he's got, yeah.
He's actually been he's if he was going heads up against Ryan, he'd be 2-0 on the year.
Yeah, he's got 3 guys that could finish number 1 at their position. So yeah. That is fair.
Yeah. So, and Ty Johnson, you never know what will happen with him.
But he balances him out with Ty Johnson.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you had Joey last. Stewart, you had him 11th. I had him 9th. Comes in at 11. And then last place, he was 11th last week, 12th this week. It's Daniel. Stuart, you've got him last. Jonathan and I have him 11. So he did bounce back from 98 points last week to do a little bit better this week at 129.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, listen, me and him flip-flop week one, week two.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about Daniel's team, let me pull it up really quick, but so he and I made a trade last year. His team was, remember, his team was really bad. And so he was selling it, and I made a trade and got Austin Eckler. There were some other people in the trade, but I traded him George Kittle. And George Kittle has not, at least so far, has been way under his projections for the first 2 weeks. So I'm not sure what's going on there with that San Francisco offense. San Francisco's 2-0, aren't they?
Yeah, Debo Samuel leads the league in receiving yards, Stuart.
Oh, there we go. That's what's happening. They're not throwing it to George.
Yeah, that was surprising to me when I heard that.
No, the problem is their running back room, and this is what's going on over there.
I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I think George Kittle is another one of those reverse Samsons. I think
let his hair grow. No.
No, if he cut his hair.
No, he had long hair when he was good. Kind of had the weird side do where it kind of like comes out of the side of his helmet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought reverse I'm confused on my reverse Samsons.
Yeah, you are.
I was saying maybe if he cut his hair, then it would be better. But that's not what a reverse Samson is.
Well, it is if they were good with short hair.
Right, which we don't know.
But no one can ever know that. It's impossible. No,
we'll never know. Okay, I just wanted to work reverse Samson into this week's podcast.
I was going back and looking at the draft, talking about Debo Samuel leading. He's leading the league in receiving yards. He was a fifth round pick by Preston.
Yep.
So through 2 weeks, that's definitely one of the best picks. It's funny, we do the draft recap after the draft, who we liked and didn't like. you know, J.K. Dobbins in the first, Joe Mixon at 10, you know, second most rushing yards in the league. Kyler at 6. Brandon Ayuk, I wanted to ask y'all about him. I know we didn't like it. What do y'all think?
He'll be on the waiver wire soon.
You think Mike should drop him?
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of like Odell. You can't really drop him, but you're never going to play him probably, or you're going to feel really bad, or it'll just be like a Hail Mary.
He's probably just wishing that he had drafted Samuel.
I said I like Debo Samuel better than Ayuk, but Debo is just an injury risk. And
you know who's you know who's second in the league in receiving yards? Second or third is Tyler Lockett. He was the 412.
Mm.
He was two picks before Debo.
Better than DK.
Yeah, so.
That'll even out.
And then Cooper Kupp is third, and he was a fourth-round pick as well. So you had two fourth-round picks and a fifth-round pick leading the league in receiving through 2 weeks.
Who drafted Kupp? John or Joey?
Joey did, yeah. So, yeah, he has four really good players. Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, he's got the number one wide receiver. So.
He needs a run. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins really crippled his team.
Yep.
He didn't have a backup plan there.
He picked Chase Claypool in the third and Cooper Kupp in the fourth.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts, that Kupp. I would have taken Kupp over Thielen.
Yeah.
But I don't like Thielen, so whatever.
Yeah, well.
But I probably would have taken Claypool. He looks like a beast.
Yep.
Them's the power rankings. Anything else before we move on to picks of the week? I'll take that as a no. Let's move into picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
All right. Who we got here? Who we got first? I guess we can go with matchup number one, brother versus brother. No, that's not me versus Joey. It's David versus Daniel. The Lasso special. Maybe should say last O special. Am I right? Am I right, guys? Versus
am I right or am I right?
Am I right or right? Or versus the hairy, scary Terry Rearists. By the way, Terry McLaurin, pretty good. Pretty good.
Dude.
Yeah,
what about Julio? Julio!
Yeah, Julio showed up, and A.J. Brown is yet to show up. I think I'm just going to... All my receivers are going to show up all in the same week.
You thought you had a bunch of wide receiver ones. They're not even the best on their team. Oh,
they're not even wide receiver twos at this point. Let's see what we got here. I kind of just glanced at this matchup from afar. But I think this is Daniel's week. And projections show Daniel's got a comfy lead here. I think a handily victory is in order here. And as I find that.
My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are mine.
And I think I'm going to stick with Daniel beating his brother handily.
My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I never...
I think.
Are you crying? I can't wait for you to listen back to this. You sound like you're wiping your tears away, sniffling.
Me?
Yes.
What? I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. You're gonna pull a senior, act like you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Go ahead.
Who's gonna win the matchup? The Lastos or the scary terrorists?
The Lasto special is going to get their first win against the Scary Terry Wrists. I think Antonio Booby Gibson is going to...
I don't have a drop for that.
have a big game.
You might call him the big boob.
He's questionable. You might... Who is Booby Gibson? Is that a basketball player?
No, that's from Friday Night Lights. Yeah.
Booby Gibson's a basketball player.
Wait, what?
Booby Gibson used to play for the Cavaliers and a couple other teams. He was that point guard.
That's right. But there was another one that's in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I should know this. Leslie's watching Friday Night Lights as we speak.
The movie.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He says, let Booby spin. Anyway.
Beg your pardon?
I remember. Kids are listening. Sorry, kids. Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. I think with Daniel Jones in the starting lineup, David's just kind of grasping for some sense of normalcy. I think I think
with double Jones on you.
Well, triple Jones with Julio. So I think David is trying to get everyone whose last name is Jones on his team.
You have the biggest Jones.
He's got Chandler Jones too. What is going on? Are you doing this on purpose, David?
What a bit.
You got to keep up with the Joneses.
What a bit with no payoff.
You need to change your Terry Wrists.
You need a more reliable network, Stuart.
Listen.
You have four Joneses.
You need to quit auto-tuning your voice.
You have four Joneses.
You have four Joneses. All right, so we've got my pick is in for Daniel. Stewart's pick is in for Daniel. Let's turn it over to David to see what he's gonna do.
Daniel's not gonna be able to keep up with the Joneses. Are you kidding me? He has no Jones. He's gonna go nowhere this week. In fact, Aaron Jones, amazing. Terry McLaurin, amazing. TJ Hawkinson, amazing. Daniel Jones, he's my worst Jones. Part of why I'm playing him is his name is Daniel.
He's your whitest Jones.
Yeah. He's... Listen, I've also got Kyler Murray playing as my IDP. So
yeah, what's happening here? Your dad's right. This is hacked. What's going on?
Listen, Kyler Murray's going to win it for me on defense over here. And I'm going to win, and it's a triple play.
Triple play.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Bold.
Mistake.
God, you sound like T-Pain.
So it looks like David's little guy is a cat with a sword.
What are you looking at?
And Daniel's is a piece of pizza drinking a Coke.
Wait, hold on. You going to Kerrville, that isn't like a euphemism for doing mushrooms, is it?
No, the little guys that are
gotta go out to Kerrville this week.
For... Okay, next matchup. We've got one Mike Staffel versus one torn ACL Searles. So these. Is at 145. Sorry, Mr. Jackson. TCL is at 141. Close matchup on paper.
He doesn't really sound like that. Oh my god. You know what, Stuart? You just speak as little as possible. I'll go ahead and take this one. We got a. He got Staffel versus Joey. Do you see these TDs versus, sorry, Mr. Jackson, 20CL. Projections show it's a tight one. You might even say it's a... don't have it. I thought I had it. I am going to call it, though, for that, if I can find it.
Chocolate starfish.
There it is. I just needed to hear someone else say it. But yeah, Mike's gonna win. Staffel's got the team.
Yeah,
he's got a $33 Hollywood Brown, so I'm gonna say Mike's got it.
California prices.
Yeah, he's got a Hollywood Brown. He's got a Josh Jacobs on his bench, Antonio Brown on his bench. He otherwise starting CEC, or I mean CEH. I like Joey to win this one. You know, I look across the board, Tom Brady, I like that matchup against Lamar, but like we said earlier, Lamar's been running the ball pretty well this year. McCaffrey, I like that matchup head to head against Taylor. Cordarrelle Patterson against Mike Davis, that's a true battle, same backfield going against each other. Cordarrelle won last week. Cooper Kupp against CeeDee, that's pretty even. Cooper Kupp's obviously number one, but I like CeeDee a lot. Rondell Moore, he was really good for Arizona this past week. If he continues to move forward, Waller, Claypool, it's going to be close, I agree. I slightly favor Joey.
Mm.
Wow.
So contrarian over here.
Big mistake.
He's taking the underdogs in two straight matchups, according to Sleeper, which, based off your big board, has been wrong a couple times, so that's probably not saying much. Move it along.
We got a very highly anticipated matchup. Could be very close. The Bash Brothers. Versus the Wingardium Joey Bosa.
Was not ready for that. that didn't play well last week, but hopefully it sounded okay this week. Hopefully it sounds better than Stewart.
I could actually hear it. Sounds better than Stewart. Okay.
Is that the Superman theme song?
That couldn't have been any better. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
We've got Tyler Lockett versus DK Metcalf this week. I think this is the week DK Metcalf takes that receiving core over, shows them who's the real muscle of that group. But I don't think that's enough with Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, and Russell Wilson. I like the stack he's got there. For as good as I think DK is going to do, that's obviously going to benefit Joey having Russell. And so Jackson. So I've got Jackson to win this week.
Stewart?
I too have Jackson, even though I want to call him Joey as well, since Joey is in his name. But the thing that I will just say is going into the season.
If this wasn't so funny, I would just kick you out. Never go to Kerrville again. Hey, you know what? Let me just say this. Stewart has Jackson winning. Stewart's got Jackson.
Yeah, we're just going to say who Stewart's got. I think if anybody's still listening.
Stewart's got Jackson, and it's his triple play.
Triple play.
And guess what? I also have Jackson, and it's also my triple play.
Triple play.
Word of caution, though. I will say we have some big swings. You already mentioned a couple of them. But if Jefferson has a big game, it could dramatically affect Cook, who's projected for 20 points. So it could go. And we actually, Jackson and I joked about it at the draft. Our matchups could be wild. They could be kind of big swings back and forth. So, yeah, but I had Jackson. I got him like number one, and I'm number nine in power ranking. So, yeah, I'm taking that in triple play.
Moving can y'all not hear me?
Now you can. Yeah, now you sound like a human being.
Yeah, thank you. Was I sounding weird?
Dude, just wait till you listen back to this. You're going to cry laugh. You sound like you have auto-tune on your voice. It's insane. Insane. We got Mike Searles, the old-timer, the old team Batman 57, against Wild Thang. I'm not even going to play his stuff. But... this is, according to, Sleeper, a one-sided affair. It's looking like an 8-point, tilt towards Lewis. Most of it seems to be coming from his, flex play with Devontae Smith over Rob Gronkowski. But Rob, old Robbie boy, has been scoring touchdowns. I don't know if that's going to stop anytime soon. The Rams will be a good test for that. I do think actually the bulk of it's at it's Hopkins versus Kirk, which could be another big swing. So this week I think Kirk has a big game and takes down Lewis. I got Mike Searles.
Do we know, and is Josh Jacobs supposed to play this week?
It's doubtful. I think at best he's questionable, and even if he plays, I think he plays half of what he normally does. So Kenyon Drake starting is going to be sneaky. I just don't think there's a lot there on the running game right now anyway for the Raiders. It's all through the air.
Yeah. I think this is a Josh Allen comeback to being the top quarterback type of week.
Against Washington?
He's been okay. He's at 19 points and 20 points. I just think at some point he's going to get back on track. I could see that being this week. I think this is actually going to be a really close matchup. I don't like the matchup for Tampa Bay this week. We'll see what that does for Gronkowski in the double tight end stack. But I think I like Devontae Smith, I like Ja'Marr Chase, I like Chubb. I just like the upside a little bit more. and what those players can do on Lewis's side. So I hopefully, well, I'm going to pick Lewis with the thought that one of them will break, I should say.
Yep. Stuart, who you got?
I have Team Batman 57.
Mm. Bold.
Double tight ends. Did it for him this week. He's going to win this week. Juju's going to have a big game because I think Deontay Johnson may be out. So
it's a man after Stewart's own heart, willing to start two tight ends.
Yeah, that's right. Remember the tight ends.
Remember the tight ends.
Yeah. Lewis doesn't have that great of a team, in my opinion. I think he should trade DeAndre Hopkins to me, and I'm going to go with Mike Searles for the win.
Interesting. Self-interest on that pick. Hopkins is probably the best receiver taken in the first round, at least at this point. All right. Moving into remember the tight ends versus the unsolicited beep picks. I do have a beeping thing, and I'm too lazy to find it right now. Looks like Ryan once again is favored. I don't know what to say. Like, Ryan should not be 0-2 based off his team. Maybe Dak is not who we thought he was. But Monday night, I think he's going to show up in the bright lights. I think it's going to be Prescott. It's going to be Zeke. It's going to be Devontae Adams getting in the end zone against the 49ers. All engines are go. Give me Ryan over Stewart.
Yeah, I'm looking. I originally had Ryan winning this matchup, and as I'm looking at it now, I'm actually going to switch my pick to Stewart. We have the heads up: Dak Prescott versus Kyler Murray. Maybe we can get a piggyback water bet for this week. I don't know. I wasn't in on that, but just a thought.
You just tell me where to sign.
Yeah, this week is a good call for Kyler. It's against Jacksonville. Yeah.
I'm on the Kyler side this week. Dak's going to, the Cowboys are going against the Eagles. The Eagles on defense have actually been pretty good this year. And so you got Ezekiel Elliott and Dak in that matchup. You know, the Cowboys only scored, 20 points last week going against an improved Philadelphia defense? I don't know. We'll see. You know, Najee, I don't know what to think of Najee. Obviously, he's been worked a lot, but that offense, I don't know. I go back and forth on it. So I just think there's some tough matchups, as I sit here looking at Ryan's team. Whereas you got Derrick Henry, who's awesome. Austin Eckler had 9 catches last week. I thought he came back. He's got a pretty good matchup, Kansas City.
Look, I just can't pick a league owner that's going to start Robbie Anderson.
And that's where I was going to go, Robbie Anderson. Yeah. You know, do you think you should start Robbie Anderson or Amari Cooper?
Yeah, why aren't you starting Cooper? Are you really just saying I don't want to play that game where
you're like Deontay for Cooper? Johnson.
So I have both of those guys out right now because I want to see what happens the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Cooper is the one that
– Cooper's a Monday night game, so I know. If you wait too long –
I know that's the thing that really sucks about that. And Robbie Anderson is a Thursday night game, so I'm like, I've got to make a decision at least on him by tomorrow. I don't want to start Robbie Anderson. I will say Marvin Jones. What are you laughing at?
I like how you just went straight to that. I don't want to start Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
You just echoed what David and I have been saying this whole time about him.
Yeah. Marvin Jones, I feel like was a great pick by me. He is...
Go on.
A veteran wide receiver that someone like Trevor Lawrence just needs on his team. And so I think he's Marvin Jones is going to consistently score double digits.
Do you think Marvin Jones just joined the Jacksonville Jaguars this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I understand how you got there, but if you didn't know, he started with the team earlier. He was with them all off season. And
I know. I don't know. What does that mean?
Why are you playing Melvin Gordon?
Who should I start there? Chuba?
Lev Bell?
Devin Singletary? Lev Bell.
No, I mean, you got Cooper and Deontay Johnson on your bench.
I just moved them there for right now because they're both questionable.
I'm giving you a hard time. You should start James Conner.
Deontay Johnson, I watched the very end of that game where he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
And I was like, so angry. I'm like, what were they doing? Why was he even out there doing that?
Were they down by one score? Or what was the?
No, I think they were down by double.
They were playing
digits.
Football.
Well, I thought they were gonna like down by one score, and he like should have lateraled the ball.
No, they were down two scores.
They were.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
I don't
so
think
dumb.
It was two touchdowns. I think it was like 9 points or something.
I remember watching and saying, "Oh, you should have lateraled the ball, and you're just trying to get yards for your stats. It's good that you got hurt." That's what I thought.
And then Amari Cooper looked like he barely got touched, and then he's like, it was rolling on the ground in pain, and I was like, what the crud? My two stud wide receivers.
I would start Cooper. I think the Cowboys are going to have a big game. I know the Eagles are actually good on defense, but I think it's going to be a good game for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree. I'm going to get rid of Sideshow Bob. I mean, Robbie Anderson.
That is what he looks like. Okay, last matchup. Got ourselves Calvin Harris, old Du Bois 2021, versus Team Cupid Moneybag Express. I'm going to get him to change his name to Moneybags. He had a bad week. I had senior ranked pretty high, and he let me down. Of course, he did play against someone who scored 200 points, so we can't really hold that much against him. Anytime Tyreek Hill doesn't do well, he's going to suffer, which is rare based off of last year.
But Pat Mahomes did have a big week last week, even without Tyreek.
Right. That was the thing. They said throw to anybody but Tyreek, and he did, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But Mike Williams, guys, remember when I kept him and – he wasn't very good yet, and now all of a sudden he's good.
Couple
years early, guys. Couple years early. Like, he just needs the right quarterback.
I was thinking earlier, a couple years ago, when he's drafted Cordarrelle Patterson so early, and he's still in the league and relevant.
Guys, go back to 2 years ago, copy my draft down, and go get those players. They're going to be good. I had to eat some of my words with Bryce. I still don't like Cousins a season long. I'm worried about Barkley. I'm worried about Woods. Like Debo Samuel, I really do. I just worried about his injury. So again, it's just guys I'm worried about, but they're all playing well right now, so can't complain. He's 2-0. But this is the week he loses. Give me money bags. That's senior.
I don't think this is the week that Bryce will lose. I've got Bryce Calvin Harris beating Team Cupid Express. I don't think that Mahomes and Hill are going to have a huge game. So that's the main reason I'm picking Bryce.
The main reason you're probably picking Bryce is because you love Noah Fant.
Yeah. It's Font, but yes.
Font.
Yeah, this is a matchup I just don't really care about.
Would you say that it's your pits?
So you're
no, if you force me to pick someone, I'm picking Bryce.
Oh, man. I don't think you're out of the woods yet.
I It sounds like he's running in the
list. Stewart's just scrolling down looking at names.
Big pudding.
You took that one on the chin.
Oh my god.
It sounded inappropriate.
It sounded like you got hit by a Mack truck just now.
Oh man. Godwin. I will say Leighton Vander Esch better be stinging a rock star for Cuban Express since he used all of his fab dollars to get him. He's projected for 6.46 points, which is mediocre at best for the linebackers.
Will Leighton Vander Esch score 150 points on the season to make it a dollar a point?
Oh, man.
Stuart, any words that you can leave us with before we close out the show?
Gosh, why am I always the one who closes out the show? There's so much pressure.